that's a really delicate balance to strike. You want to be able to, when you make a change, understand what change is at that work. So you don't want to make so many slow changes at once that you're just adding one kid or removing one kid and adding 5 minutes or adding 10 minutes and now you're slowly making these changes. I think that with the right kind of diagnostic assessment, you can start to understand, is the student that needs some of these, what I call these first line quantitative assessments, like more time or a smaller group? And usually you can tell pretty quickly, is that really the issue here? Or is the issue that the intervention needed to be changed inherently? Did we need to change the kind of instruction or the kind of feedback or the type of teaching that's happening? And I think those kinds of changes can happen at the same time. It's possible to change the amount of students and increase the kind of feedback or the amount of feedback that happens together. What you don't want to do is change the intervention, change the interventionist, change the amount of time, change the amount of kids, and then maybe change the skill. Because then it's really hard to tell what change helped the student or maybe didn't help the student.